following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right, welcome back. This is live, this is real, and that's somebody's ringtone. But welcome, so glad you're here. Number three, this is our fireside chat, number three. And we really hope and pray these are a blessing to you. That's the purpose of it, is to be an encouragement, just to help us all to be purveyors of hope in this time. And we really think these contribute towards that. So hope you think that as well. A couple of quick updates for you, and then I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Jeff and his family. I was going to say his beautiful family, but I have to say beautiful and handsome family, because I think Jack would prefer that, and I get that. But quick updates real quickly on the front end this time. Let's see what I have for you. Pastor Bill and the team are scheduled as originally planned to be back Friday from Israel, and everything seems to be all systems go for that. So be encouraged, continue to pray on that, but they're still enjoying the land, and they've got pretty much free rein to wherever they want to walk right now. But that's Friday. Tonight, we will be live streaming our study in Genesis, so Pastor Jonathan Ferguson will be leading us in that. Again, live stream only, as will the weekend services be. Those will just be live stream, but we'll have our Saturday, 6 p.m., and then our three Sunday morning services as well. We'll live stream those to you, a message from Pastor Bill. And we're going to try to, I mentioned yesterday, we're going to try to add some of our other services, possibly even the men's study tomorrow night and the ladies in a couple weeks, a live stream. But we'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, our main services, Fireside Chat, and Pastor Jeff, over to you.
Hi. Hi, Refuge family and those joining us online. I've got some friends with me today, Albert Pujols and Mike Trout. No, those aren't the important friends. The important friends that are here today are my daughter, Abby, my other daughter, Taylor, my son, who is down right here, Jack, and my wife, Bethany, are all here to kind of share with us this morning and kind of talk about a little bit what's going on in our home. But before that, I will just tell you, it is so odd walking into church today and not seeing George at the back door loading food, and a building that is so oftentimes filled with people, not having those people here. And I will just tell you, on a regular basis, there's ministry going on in the walls of Refuge. It is one of the things I love most about being a pastor here, is just seeing the amount of people volunteering and loving on people. And to not have that is so bizarre, even if it's only been for a week, even if it's only been for 4 or 5 days. It just feels so weird. But I guess the message I would say is that we'll get through it. We're going to get through it. It's going to be okay. This is for a season. It's for a time, as oftentimes we walk through life in seasons, and there's times for certain things. This is a season where we're going to walk through it, and we're going to get through it, and we will fill these halls again. The church will be filled again. The building of the church will be filled again, and we know that the body of Christ is not the building, but it is an important aspect of who we are, and so we will have those people serving again. Just a real quick thing I wanted to add in here so that you can stay connected with us here at Refuge. We desperately want to stay connected with you. We've been talking as pastors. What are the ways that we can most efficiently connect with you, our family? Because that's the way it looks like. It feels like, man, we haven't talked to our sister in a while, or we haven't talked to our brother or cousins in a while. We need that connection. And so we're going to try to figure out ways we can do that as the days move forward. Better and better. But right now, one of the things you could do is go to your phone and just download the Refuge app. That's one of the ways that we're reminding people and connecting with people. The other way we would say to do that is just go to Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach on Facebook. We're going to utilize that as much as we can for all of our Refuge family. And of course, refugefamily.com. Refugefamily.com is another one of those ways to stay connected. And we really want you to be involved. So make sure you're connecting on those areas. One brief word of encouragement, and then we have a couple things planned. But just as a brief message to you, when I think about times of my life, I'm a very rhythm-oriented, schedule-oriented person. And in a time like this, it throws me for a loop. I mean, my whole schedule has changed. And I don't, just to be honest, there's almost this cloudiness feel of, well, what do I do next? Where do I go from here? And what's going to happen tomorrow? Because I'm a planner. And what's going to happen the next day? And I want to know, and I want to get to the root of it so I can figure it all out. And right now, just I think about our culture right now and our state and our country and the world. It's not affording us the opportunity to do something like that. And so here's my encouragement. When I think about the life of Jesus and all that he went through, so many things that he went through. You think about his own people hating him, people trying to kill him. But he comes with a purpose and a plan and trying to disciple disciples. And sometimes they would get it and other times they just wouldn't get it. And so I think about Jesus waking up every day or going to bed every night and thinking, man, this was a hard day. or what do I anticipate tomorrow looking like? And I would think that Jesus would rarely ever know that. He would just be like, I know what I can do tomorrow. I know what I did do today for the Lord. And my encouragement to you is to establish those rhythms. The things that you can control, you control. So in the morning, I think Jesus, one of his non-negotiables was, I'm going to get up and spend time with the Father. I have to. I really have to. I don't have any other thing that I can control. That's the thing I control, my time with the Lord. And so I would say, as much as we want to know what's going on in the news and the media, and we want to follow our friends on social media, and we want to hear what they're saying, and those things can be important. I'm not diminishing those at all. But the most important thing is I find strength in the Lord. My strength, my hope comes from the Lord. And so that's a non-negotiable rhythm in my life. I get up in the morning, I spend time with the Lord. I get to bed at night, I spend time with the Lord. I want to hear what he has for me. And I think about Jesus' schedule, and we look at in Scripture, he got up and spent time with the Lord. And so I would say, as all these things, cloudiness fades in, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to? I know this rhythm. I spend time with the Lord. I would say the second thing is some sort of interaction with humanity. Now, if you look up on stage, this is my household, so this is legal, right? So we're all from the same household. We live in the same roof. It's becoming harder and harder to have that human interaction. But I would just say you need some sort of human interaction. Don't go void in this area. So I would say phone calls. FaceTime, thank you, Apple. FaceTime, right? Connect with someone, maybe outside your home, a parent that maybe lives someplace else, or a friend, or a neighbor you haven't seen in a while. Connect with people. That's still going to be a big part of who we are. We can't go void on that. In fact, I think as we've been establishing it at Refuge, human interaction is biblical, right? God designed us with that human interaction need. And so I would say, make sure that you are interacting with people in some way. Another way I think Jesus did is he went out and he had others' mindset. Jesus put other people every single day, no matter what was going on in his life, no matter who was after him or what kind of questionable thing went on that day for him, he still had others' mindset. He saw a broken world in need, and he said, I'm going to put other people's before myself. So he served and served and served. And I know, again, that's one of those things that's getting harder for us. But I would just say how powerful it is if you were to tell someone, hey, I will be a lifeline for you. Someone who couldn't get out of the house, maybe a neighbor or a relative. You just went and you told them, listen, if you need something, toilet paper or Medicaid or something, let me be a lifeline for you. And the ease that would put on that person that said, I'm 65 and older. They tell me I can't leave the house. What do I do? And you just said, hey, I want to be there for you. I want to serve you. And plus I'll call you every day, or I'll connect with you. So look, in this season, if we were to take a page out of Jesus's book, it's serve, serve, serve. I want to think about someone else. I don't want to just think about my day today. I want to think about someone else's day. Last one. Jesus, no matter what was going on in his life, he added and built on to his disciples. in a lot of ways, his family. He had intimate conversations with them, even in those trying times as he's going to the cross, as he's in the garden. He still was investing in his family. And I would say now more than ever, take the time to invest in your family. If you don't have a family at home, in your roommates, right? Those people who you're living with, spend time with those people. We've kind of established a whole new schedule and routine at our home because we've got these kids and we want them to stay active and we want to have deeper relationship with them and deeper conversations. So spend this time that is almost a mandatory pause on your life and say, what are the things that I value? And I need to spend more time in those things and with those people. So real quick recap. Time with the Lord, non-negotiable. Connect with people. I don't want to get inside me too much. I want to continue to think outside of me. I want to serve. I want to build my home. I want to build onto our home. I want to build onto our relationships. Use the mandatory pause to invest in others. At this time, Bethany's going to share with us a song. It's called Sanctuary, and it's by Heritage. And we actually sang this song last night in our home, and it was an awesome blessing. So we wanted to share that with you this morning.
Your perfect love is casting out fear. Every fear that I face will be silenced here. Your perfect love is casting out fear. Every fear that I face will be silenced here. You are my sanctuary. I will run to you and I won't grow weary. You are my sanctuary. I will run to you and I won't grow weary.
Your perfect love is casting out fear.
Your perfect love is casting out fear. Every fear that I face will be silenced here. Your perfect love is casting out fear. Every fear that I face will be silenced here. You are my sanctuary. I will run to you and I won't grow.
Thanks, Bethany. Thank you. Hey, we just have a couple minutes here, and I wanted to have our kids just kind of share where they're at and kind of give you an idea of what our kids are walking through in this season. And I know some of you out there are watching and have kids, and so we're going to start with Abby, and I'm just going to ask her what... kind of a silly question, but what is one of the things that you've enjoyed about these last couple of days?
I've enjoyed having time to myself, like getting to do what I want to do, like hang out with my family more probably.
And what's something that you've missed?
I've missed being able to hang out with my friends at school and being able to go places.
And are there any thoughts that are kind of going around in your head during this time?
I want to know like how I'm going to think back on this, like when it's over, what I'm going to remember.
How about Taylor? What's one thing that you've enjoyed, Tay?
I enjoyed having time with my family and having a schedule.
We established a pretty rigid schedule, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what's one of the things you've missed?
I've missed my friends at school and also dance.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts kind of moving forward?
I don't really have any thoughts.
Okay. Just
taking it a day at a time.
Day at a time. Day at a time. All right. Jack, my boy, what is one thing that you've enjoyed in this time?
spending more time with my family and hanging out with them.
And getting to go to the park a little bit more and hanging out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's one of the things that you've missed?
Probably hanging out with friends at school and, yeah, probably my teacher at school.
And we just started our baseball season.
Yeah.
And it's already stopped.
And stopped.
Yeah.
And what are some thoughts you're having?
Why are people going so crazy? Also, why are the toilet paper out at stores but not like hand sanitizer and soap and stuff?
Right. Any closing thoughts from you?
No, I just not really. I really like the fact that Taylor doesn't have any specific thoughts on it and that she's just taking it a day at a time, because I think that's what we have to do. Because if I start thinking into the future and think, oh, is Abby not going to have an eighth grade graduation? Is Taylor never going to get back to dance? Is Jack never going to get back to baseball? And these fears set in of all the what ifs, and just day at a time, Lord, I trust you. You're still in control. And enjoying the mandatory, like you said, the mandatory pause of like, I have to hang out with my kids all day long. And it's been a blessing.
Yes.
I've had some good conversations. So,
could you close us in prayer?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are always good, no matter what. And we just thank you for the truth in that song, that your perfect love casts out all fear. God, you are our refuge. You are our sanctuary. And I pray that you would help us to just hold all thoughts captive and give those thoughts to you, those fears to you, and just allow you to envelop us in your peace and knowing that you're in control, Lord. Help us to take advantage of the time that we do have with our household, and open our eyes to those around us that we can reach out to over the phone or whatever you're calling us to do, God. We want to be used by you in this time, and we wait with anticipation to watch how you will continue to work through this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Refuge family.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.